KFUV 259 and 0.
Blog Talk Radio.
259 and 0. The best boxer of all time. Charlie Zonoff. What's up, everybody? Yeah, I haven't done pound for pound radios in a long time. But that last one, it was such a spectacular win. Not just that one, but the tear that I've been on in 2018, I had to make a radio show. And not just 2018, but 2017, 2016, 2015, 2014, 2013. Every single year, 2012, I suppose, Derek the Giant, Chuck Liddell beat both of them. I mean, but let's start with 259. Okay. So, I mean, you all know the story with these schizophrenic haters. Now they're talking shit, saying I'm a snitch. No, I'm not. Listen, these pussies were, when I seen this Milo Panderosa and Mental Stanley got somebody to tag my house up, because Stanley doesn't have the balls to come to my my pad or anywhere near my neck of the woods, because he knows I'll knock him the fuck out. So, because I'm a trained professional boxer and he's a schizophrenic fucking sneaky little fuck. So, here's the thing. I exposed all these retards so many times. Like, you might as well, like, and they're congratulating me, calling me a mainstream boxer. I hate mainstream boxing, and I beat the shit out of mainstream boxers. I beat Deontay Wilder, beat Barbosa, beat Joe Zavala, TV fighter, MMA. But the point is, I hate mainstream fighters. I punk Chuck Liddell. Yeah, I'm an underground world champion, the greatest champion, better than any fake mainstream boxing champion. I'm a real champion. I've proven that time and time again. And now they're thinking, like, okay, the only good thing about World Star Hip Hop is that my great win, it got a lot of views, and it's going to get even more now. But World Star Hip Hop is a hater website. I don't give a shit about them. It's just, my last win was, stands out so much that even those idiots couldn't ignore it. So, I'm saying, I pieced them up, you know, just because I tagged up a legit boxer's face doesn't mean you got to go and commit a felony and tag up my house. And it said Stanley, the guy is such an idiot that he's literally like, I told the deputy, I said, these clowns, that they're not taking it serious. They think you guys are just going to, you know, because remember the videos he made saying that, look, I don't want to talk about these retards, but I have to talk about how they're going to jail, or they're going to get a warning, or they're going to get probation. They're going to, believe me, there's a new report number. It's only, go on my Instagram, pound for pound champion Charlie Zonoff. Go on my Instagram and go look at it. There's a report number. Hell, I haven't recorded a fucking cop car pull up to my house. They have had it. I have had it. Hey, I'm going to put an end to this shit. I'm gonna get to 300. No, there's gonna be no more deliveries. There's gonna be none of that. No stalkers. Ain't nobody gonna shoot me. None of that bullshit. Sending death threats. It's one thing to talk shit on the internet. You clowns can say all the bullshit you want. I don't read that shit. All right. I hardly ever read that shit. Meaning in the comment sections and all that crap. I don't care about that. But sending death threats to me and my mom and my family. Oh, no, you ain't going to do that. Exactly. That's why I said don't drop the salt. And that's why I said Mental Stanley, I don't think he lives in Detroit, but even if he does, he's in Michigan. He's going to go to jail in Detroit, in Michigan, wherever he goes to jail. That son of a bitch is going to be everybody's bitch. That guy, I've seen that guy, his spar or whatever, he got his ass kicked by a complete fucking nobody. Literally, some kid who had no idea how to fight put on gloves and hit Mental Stanley over and over. And Mental Stanley did not connect a single punch. And this fucking retard deleted himself. He's a fucking retard. But anyways, and that Milo Panderosa, the cops saw his channel. They got his first and last name. You hear this, Milo? Hey, like I said, when you go back to your shithole in Milwaukee, just remember, man, expect Wisconsin PD, whatever. Yeah, expect the cops at your house, man. This is it. And hello, fellow haters. They may not know your real name, but they're going to find out. They saw your face. They saw everything. Just letting you know. But anyway, let's talk boxing. So now, you saw all the hot women, you know, they call these schizo haters. They say that like Daria, Samantha, they're saying they're like every woman that I've showed Claudia, they're saying that all the hot girls I've showed on video, they're saying they're whores, you know, mail order brides. How much did you pay her? Blah blah. You know what I'm saying? These people are completely out of their mind, completely. Like when I prove them wrong to the core, to the point where you literally can't say shit. Last guy beat him down, legit victory. You beat up a midget. What happens when I beat up 6'6" boxers or 6'7" guys, 6'7" boxers like Deontay Wilder? What happened when I knocked Deontay Wilder out? You sucker punched Deontay Wilder. You ran from Deontay. No, I didn't. I didn't run. I hit Deontay Wilder and I avoided getting jumped. I've explained that a million times. The video shows it. Why would I keep playing that fight over and over? If Wilder beat me, why would I keep replaying it? Because he didn't beat me. He got beat. I destroyed Deontay Wilder. I destroyed Tempo. Oh, yeah, another thing. After I beat Tempo, let's talk about that victory. He's definitely, look, the cops said we're going to make sure that these guys are never going to come back. No, I didn't. I beat the shit out of Tempo. I did not even mention him. Literally, I didn't even talk about him. But these three clowns, like I said, they saw they threatened to stab me. They threatened all kinds of shit. Mental Stanley, believe me, man, it ain't just food deliveries. You're going in for some serious shit. Extortion, that I owe, you know, whether I owe you money or not, that doesn't matter. You said that. Well, I mean, and you know yourself that, like, you're retarded, but the main reason Mental Stanley was doing all this shit is because apparently I didn't pay him the bet or something, but he was doing it before, whatever. Look, regardless, the cops don't give a shit about some NBA bet. I told the cops, look, I'm a professional boxer. I just won a fight a few days ago, a legit fight. I even showed the deputy. I showed her my fights. Now, serious question to you schizophrenic motherfuckers. If these were assaults, don't you think she would have, like, arrested me? If assaults are illegal, don't you think she would have arrested me? Yeah, you people need help, man. Give it up. I'm going to go down in history as the greatest boxer of all time, no matter what anybody says, because the fights are on video. But one day, everybody, or like 90% of society, is going to truly view me for who I truly am, the greatest of all time. One day. I don't know when, but that day is coming. Oh, does my fans, I mean, already view me like that? I'm talking about the internet. You're always going to have retards and shit like that. But, like, Milo Troll TV and Stanley, you're always going to have clowns like that. No, those retards, they're going to disappear, meaning they're going to go to jail. You know, or something, probation, this is it, I've had enough. I beat the shit out of somebody in a boxing match, and like they're like, yeah, you beat up a midget, we're not going to stop until we get our justice. Justice for what? Well, like, what did I do wrong? So because I'm a talented boxer, I deserve to get shot? Fuck you motherfuckers, man. You people deserve to get hanged and everything, but I done said, after I beat Tempo, there will be no more hater title shots. That's it. What fucking part? Should I say it in Russian? Well, what language should I say it in? There will be no more title shots. That's it. It's fucking unbelievable that these fucking retards continue to talk shit, this fucking dumbass motherfuckers. I exposed you clowns, and I told you I got the Christmas special coming up, man. Yeah, and Shannon in the car with me at fucking 1-2 in, like, literally like 1:30, like, I don't know what time, about 1-2 in the morning. That time, a girl, out of all the dudes, she literally came up to me and asked me if I can give her a ride home, and you retards are still asking me to prove that I'm with her? We're talking, like, about dating and stuff. We hooked up. I actually have a date with her tonight, like late at night. I'm not going to tell you when, but late at night. You know what I'm saying? You know what kind of date I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. She invited me to the house. I know who she was. So, yeah, this stuff, listen, man, this is going to end. Smack talk, these delusional haters, blah, blah. Smack talk is always going to be on the internet. There's even like a saying, it's the internet. That I understand. But these guys are going way too far. Making videos. I showed the cops the videos of Milo Panderosa, and they even told me we're definitely going to get this guy. And of him, you know, threatening to sexually harass my mother and threatening to kill me and all this shit, threatening to jump me, whatever, with his little delusional fucking fake Army Ranger. I would obliterate these guys in a ring. But I done said, after I beat Temple, the disrespect that I got, the saying that you hit him with a bunch of love taps, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I literally not only fought, but I beat the guy who you begged me to fight. I have no idea why. I don't know what was so intriguing about that fight. You know, you get Zelenov, the best boxer in the world, versus just some random clown Temple. I couldn't understand. That's why at first I came out of my house and I punked him, but I didn't, like, I was thinking, like, what's the point of beating this guy's ass? And then I punked him. He didn't do shit. But that's all irrelevant. Then I hit him in the shoulder. Now I understand why all that happened, because now look at the third time I've seen him, I beat the living shit out of him. It's literally like a fucking these movies like the what. You can, if you make a movie about my boxing career, it's gonna top all that Rocky bullshit. It's gonna top all that Creed, all that Southpaw, that movie. I'm not saying those movies are bad. I'm saying, well, they're based on mainstream boxing, so they're whack. But I'm saying whether they do or don't, I'm saying if they make a movie about my boxing career, it's gonna top all these, you know, so-called, you know, boxing movies. These movies promote the enemy, which is mainstream boxing, my enemy. You understand? Therefore, I'm not a mainstream boxer. Please stop calling me a fucking mainstream boxer. I'm the greatest of all time, meaning underground. I'm the best boxer ever. If you combine all the boxers, if you combine mainstream boxers, underground boxers, I'm the best boxer that ever lived. I would obliterate Muhammad Ali. I would obliterate Mike Tyson. I would obliterate, obviously, I would destroy Mayweather Jr. He's way too small. I've been challenging him for years. I knocked his father out. That fight went viral. To this day, it's viral. People have been talking about it from the second it happened to the second to now. And it's going to be talked about literally forever. And quick reminder, the name Charlie Zelenov will live on literally until the end of time, forever. Guys like Stanley, Milo, Hello Fellow Haters, these other trolls, Troll TV, nobody's going to remember them. Nobody's going to, you know what I'm saying? There's going to be statues of me. There's going to be, I wouldn't be surprised if they built fucking multiple statues of me. Literally. I deserve it. I mean, like, the speed and the power, you know, it's unbelievable the way these people, like, you know, well, yeah, now, like, people are just, like, elated and thrilled with the new victory, but I'm saying before 259, I said I got some, like, the Christmas special. I got, like, this is it. Your haters got on my last nerve. It's done. And not only did I win the fight, but I got a girl right after I won the fight. I scored that chick, and I'm going to fuck her tonight. And, I mean, wow. Just wow. Like, really late at night. You know what I'm talking about? Like, past midnight shit, you know, around the time I met her. So, yeah. You'll see. I'm not going to do any streams at that time or anything like that. You'll see, you know. Yeah, so, like, another thing. I actually recorded videos of me fucking Samantha and Camila. And these people are... It's like, it's literally, like, no matter what I do, blah, 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 blah. It's beyond annoying. I know the price of fame is, you know, you have fans and haters, you know. And, like, but fans need to stand out more than haters. Like, you can't, yeah, this is it. And once these clowns get arrested and once, or, you know, they're going to shit them. They're already shitting themselves, I'm sure. Look, there's it's on video, but yeah, I had they were not taking the cops serious. They were saying that nobody's gonna arrest us, blah blah. Dude, you people are fucked. No, I mean legally, you're fucked. You guys are going to the mental ward or you're going to jail. That's it. One of the two. First you're gonna go to jail. And you ain't gonna like it there, man. Alright? So that in January, February, March, I'm gonna continue beating the fuck out of every boxer and Marines and Rangers and Navy SEALs and all and Muay Thai fighters and MMA fighters. And I wanna go beat the shit out of Tito Ortiz. I hate that guy. Anyways, I'm gonna continue doing what I've been doing for the past, 15, about to be 16 years, which is winning fights. I'm gonna continue doing that. And you clowns will never ever stop me. Never. So yeah, I mean, it's just, I've said it all. I mean, what more is there? Another thing, guys, when I ask out, for example, okay, Megan Fox, for example, right? These people are like, oh, she's going to reject you, she's going to reject you. Why? Why would she reject me? If she rejects me, I don't want to insult her, but then that would be a huge mistake on her part. And if she says yes, then you're just going to call her names just like you do to Samantha and Daria and all these other girls I had. So, I mean, yeah. I want Megan Fox. I know she's married, but I would literally beat the living snot out of her husband. He's a nobody. He was a Star Trek. What the fuck? Come on. I'm a boxing champion. Come on. It's ridiculous to even just to compare a champion to some nobody. Yeah, so, I mean, and she even said openly that her marriage is cryptic with him. Cryptic, like mysterious, doubtful, that she's on and off with him, that they argue a lot. So it would, I'm not saying she's easy. She's not easy. I'm saying it would not be hard to break them up. I'm saying it would be a better idea than this whole Kim Kardashian. The reason why I turned on Kim Kardashian is because she wasted my time. I went to, you all heard, I went to the girl's, publicist and stuff like that. But anyways, yeah, so a boxing champion with 259 wins and zero losses and 208 knockouts, when a champion of that caliber asks out any girl, when a champion of that caliber showed you proof of beautiful women with him on video, when I ask out Megan Fox, normal people like my fans, for example, my real fans, not these fake retards in the streams and shit, I don't take any of them serious. I'm sure there's maybe like a couple real fans, but most of them are haters. I know that. I'm not stupid. But anyways, real fans like my friends, Paul, like my friends, like my best friend, Big Mike. I knocked Alex the fuck out. He was not a good friend. Fuck that. I literally beat the living shit out of him. Okay, forget him. But talking about my real friend, Felix, the guy that drives me to my fights. These people give me genuine respect. Like, there's no sarcasm involved. There's actual, like, genuine respect that I get. And, people ask me for autographs. I'm a superstar. I'm a star. And people are say on the internet, they say that I'm arrogant, that I always brag about my wins. Okay, but I'm not I'm arrogant to you. I'm not arrogant to my friends and my fans because because I'm talking to a bunch of retarded internet people. I don't have to explain to Felix or to Paul, yo, I'm better than fucking Muhammad Ali. I knocked out Deontay Wilder, man. I beat the shit out of this guy. I beat the fuck out of Marines, Navy SEALs, Rangers. They know I did. They know I'm better than all of them. I don't have to tell them that. They tell me that. They're like, Charlie, you're the fucking best. And I say, thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. They praise me so much that sometimes I even ask them, stop talking about me, man. Let's talk about something else. Seriously. But on the internet, I got to remind you motherfuckers that I'm the greatest. I'm going to keep reminding you. I'm going to keep reminding you. Fucking idiots. And even when you shut up, guess what? I'm going to continue winning. I'm the greatest. And I'm going to get married a third time. I had a fiance, Claudia, which is on video. I had a wife, Daria. Third time will be the charm. Charlie Zonoff, best boxer of all time. Number one.